Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by Gale. Gale is not a woman.
Nope.
It's a gay ale made and brewed by members of the LGBT plus community. Visit galebev.com.au and use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout for 10% off, which is awesome.
One more time, Andy.
It's galebev, galebev.com.au, and Share and Retweet is the code that you need. Share and Retweet is supported by supersimplecards.com.
Have your greeting cards ready to go for Polly's upcoming birthday, Chaz's new job, or a "We made it" card to give Meryl when Mamma Mia 2 wraps.
Get a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with 10% off your entire order when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's CHERANDRETWEET at checkout.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Welcome to Share and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Cher's Twitter feed. I'm your host, Andy Ballock.
And I'm your other host, Justin Porter.
I'm glad you stipulated other host.
Well, you just said I'm your host. It just left me out of the picture, Andy, and I didn't like it.
I really went for first place then, didn't I?
Yeah, you should have said, we're your hosts.
All right.
Andy Ballack. You know what? It doesn't matter. All right? We've already set the stage. We are enemies. Straight up.
We are going to fight to the death for the next 45 minutes.
We're 15 seconds into the fourth episode. And we're enemies.
This is going to be fantastic.
It's going to be a great show.
Now, you can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, at Share and Retweet. And please rate and review us and subscribe to us on either Spotify or Apple Music or whatever thing. Apple?
Not Apple. Apple Music. Apple's podcasts app.
Do that.
Apple's podcast.
Okay.
Or wherever you get your podcasts from.
That's a better way of speaking.
Does Spotify do podcasts?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Yeah. They do now.
Yeah.
If they don't, we'll
they
just...
They do.
They do?
For this one.
Just for this specific for this episode. Show.
Yeah, now that is really important because this is the final week we're doing the giveaway. So it's your final chance to rate and review us. And that's important. You have to do both. You can't just phone it in and do one or the other.
You can't do one. Rate and review us and you go into the chance. Into the chance.
You go into the chance.
You go into the chance.
Straight into the chance.
And from the chance box.
From the chance.
We will put you,
you
in the
will
draw.
Be in the draw.
To win a tote and a t-shirt as well.
Yes, a Share and Retweet. Not just any tote and t-shirt. Not just a random tote off the street.
We've gone out and gone, that'll be fine, and here's a t-shirt.
We haven't gone to Savers, gotten the cheapest tote we can, and passed that on to you as
This is an actual Share and Retweet tote and t-shirt giveaway.
Yes, it's special. So this is your last chance. Make sure you do it, because next episode, we will announce the winner.
Nope, I love that.
It was my impassioned song.
This happened today, on the day that we are recording. Very, very exciting news. This is the first tweet that I'm going to read out from Cher.
Andy, I've actually got there's something else we need to address.
Oh my God, there is.
Before we get started.
Yeah, we need to.
I talked about this. Before we go any further, we've got to address something.
Justin.
We've gotten some feedback from the fans.
Yeah. I got a lot. I got a lot of feedback. People were messaging me a lot.
I've gotten a lot of feedback. And here, I'm going to preface this by saying I have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. I was here when the internet came online.
Yep.
When it first happened. So if
as far as I'm aware, you were here at the dawn of time.
Yes.
Great.
As are were you.
All right.
We were neighbors, if you remember. Very similar postcodes.
Yep.
Look, it came to my attention that...
Yeah, go on. Now I...
SMH
yeah?
is shaking my head.
Yeah.
And what did you... smack my head.
You told me smack my head.
I was 1,000% positive it was smack my head.
And you were 1,000% fucking wrong.
Actually... I still think it is smack
it's
my head.
Not, it's not.
I think
not,
it is.
I don't care what
because
you think it was.
I was there when smack my head happened. When someone smacked their head for the first time and then was like,
just because
this is too long to type.
I need
letters.
This is supposed to be an apology and you have gone
well,
on the
you're
offensive.
Wrong. It's not. If you thought, ladies and gentlemen, you were going to get an apology out of me for saying smack
you
my head.
Fresh out of
you
luck.
Are listening to the wrong podcast.
I would like to apologize on behalf of Justin because I didn't know any better.
Yeah. Andy's an idiot. I'm stubborn. Get over it. We're moving on.
Welcome to Share and Retweet.
Okay, so let's get to the first tweet
Before we get to the first tweet.
Oh, my God. What now?
I don't know if you know this, but okay, so every week we are going to be looking at some of the tweets that Cher has been tweeting this week.
Correct. That's the premise of the show.
That's the whole premise of this show.
Yeah.
Justin, do you know roughly how many tweets Cher has sent out from last recording to this recording? And keeping in mind, we recorded 5 days ago. It was a short week for us. Have a ballpark guess.
25. I don't know.
34.
What?
Yeah, so if anyone out there is thinking, how are they going to sustain a podcast that's based on Cher's tweets every week? She
Booyah.
Tweeted 34 times this week. And that's not including replies.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's just fresh tweets like on her page, not the ones like in response. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a busy woman on and off Twitter.
And some of these are like 6 minutes apart.
Yeah.
And they're new thoughts as well. They're not continuations. They're fresh thoughts.
Well, she's online for a very specific amount of time. As we discussed, she's got a 2-hour window.
She's got to get it out.
All out.
Got to get it out.
It's a like a refresh for her.
It's out.
I'm back again.
Back to zero.
And I'm ready for the day.
Great.
All right. So let's get to the first tweet
this
week's
episode.
This
is actually very, very exciting.
It is.
This happened this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Cher tweeted.
Very fresh. It's fresh off the presses. Off the Twitter press.
She's up. This is the first thing she's thought of in the morning. She's had her cold press coffee. First thing she's tweeted, Think album will be out in September. Yes.
And then it's a...
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed and pray hands.
Yeah.
So hopefully, hopefully it'll be out.
I would love to live a life that isn't beholden to any sort of deadline. Think it might be. It might not be. You'll have to deal with that later.
Yeah, get over it.
That's on you.
Hey, I'm thinking of releasing a whole like album in September. I think that's when it'll come out. I think that's when I'll release it.
I don't know. I've had a lot of thoughts this morning.
I have no contractual obligations whatsoever.
Why not? Because I'm Cher.
I'm Cher.
I can do whatever the fuck I want. Now, we've got some beautiful, beautiful responses. Max Howroot at Howroot has responded, finally, any plans for another final tour?
It's in quotes, yeah. He doesn't believe it's a final tour.
I don't think at this point anyone believes that Cher's final tour is her final tour.
No, it will never be.
Finally, any plans for another final tour? I'd love to see you live in concert.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Max.
Max, we all would.
Yeah.
Also, what I like about this is that it's sort of on topic.
It is. It's an actual response. Dun-dun! Max did it. Congratulations, Max. You win the golden goose.
Everyone else, can we just take a moment, take a look at Max?
Everyone look at what Max did.
He's taken the subject of the tweet and he's gone, here is a reply to that.
Here is a response. I have responded accordingly. Good job, Max.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Max, go to the front of the class. You are the winner of this week's
Do you know
episode.
What, Max? You can take an extra 10 minutes for recess.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to clean up any bits of paper. You just go out and have a good time now.
Yeah, and you get to take Sparkles home for the weekend.
Yeah, everyone wanted
the
to
class,
take...
The class rat.
Wow.
Did you ever have class rat, or like, not a class rat, but like a class pet that you got to take home for the weekend?
No.
We did.
That seems like gross negligence.
It is insanely, insanely weird when I think about it. Like, I remember being in, like, it was fourth or fifth grade, and we had like a class pet.
Yeah.
Like, if you did well... You would get to take the pet
you
home
would,
for the
you
weekend.
You would have to care
for
care
an animal
of something else.
Yes, that was your
for
reward.
For a whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. Your parents were always thrilled about it.
How confusing for the pet.
Yes. Where am I living today?
Also, where does the pet... Does the pet live in the classroom during the week?
Yeah. I don't know.
And then at night, where does it go during
the
week?
I don't
know.
Monday These are
to
questions
Friday.
I didn't ask as a child. I ask them now as a responsible adult.
Does the teacher take the pet home?
I don't know. These are all questions I wish I could answer for you, Andy.
Why aren't you answering?
Because I don't know them.
All right.
I don't know the answers. Anyway, well, Max, you get to take the...
You get to take Sparkles, the fucking rat. What a terrible prize. I'm sorry we don't have a better prize to offer you, Max.
Yeah, we're going to put some bigger ears so he looks like a bunny.
Great.
No.
That's just disgusting.
Put some bigger ears on him. Not like, real ears.
Sorry, I just... Like,
I'm not going to cut off real ears and then
Well,
tape
no,
them
I just
on.
Had the image of that human ear being grown onto the back of a rat. So that's...
It's not a human ear. I'm not going to... No,
Sparkles
gross.
Is not a prize.
Sparkles is a mutant. All right. Sparkles the mutant rat.
You get to take this bullshit pet. What a fucking prize.
Sparkles is a deformed mutant rat.
It probably
who desperately
drools.
Needs
It makes just really weird sound.
He has asthma. So he's got a really
asthma. This is the fucking worst prize.
You've got to really watch him, because if he gets too excited, he'll hyperventilate.
Fuck.
Don't let him watch television. It excites him too much.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Max.
Oh, Max.
That is... We'll find you a better gift. We'll find you a much better gift than this fucking rat. With a human ear and asthma.
Growing on its back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Max, good job. Everyone do what Max did.
Yeah. And you too might get your own shitty rat present. So, finally, any plans for another final tour? I'd love to see you live in concert. Just to recap is what Max has written.
Yeah.
Joe Foreman at Nixfix76. Yeah.
Replied directly back to Max with,
really?
Really? Question mark. Really?
Joe, back off.
Joe, are you on the same Twitter feed that I'm on?
Yeah.
Did you come to Cher's Twitter feed to then harass people for wanting to see her in concert?
Yeah, that seems really bizarre.
Who the fuck are you, Joe? Joe Foreman? Max is just led by example.
Yeah, he's a beautiful, shining star, and you've come in here, and you're trying to take a giant dump on this parade.
You know what? You got to take home the rat, Joe. You take home the rat.
The rat is now yours.
The rat is now punishment. It's no longer a reward. And Joe, it's yours.
Joe, you get Sparkles, the fucking shit rat.
He's a troll. He's a troll. Joe's trolling.
Yeah, but I also don't think he means to be a troll. Like, it's like he's come...
It's
like
just he's like, come to accidental troll.
It's like he's come to someone's birthday party and he's had a really shit day and everyone's like, happy birthday. And he's just sitting in the corner and he's like, everyone has a birthday.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah, Joe's a goth.
Joe
is a goth.
Great.
Isn't Joe's that- just like, really? I don't...
Whatever. I don't see what the big deal is.
What's the point? She's got
an
album.
He's trying so hard to like play this whole new album down.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care about this new album.
I don't care about anything. I can't show any empathy.
I've got all of Cher's other albums already. Like, what's the big deal?
What do I need another one for?
If I listen to the new album, why do I need to hear her in concert?
Like, I can just hear it in my own ears, in my own house.
If anything, it's remastered. Like, she's not going to be remastered on stage.
Yeah, and like, I can have like a sit down at home. I can watch like the new Ninja Turtles movie
and
like,
listen to Cher.
Yeah,
it's a private concert and movie. I can't get that in live.
Also, I can't pause a concert.
No,
I can pause a concert and I can make a burrito if that's what I feel like eating.
What happens when my chicken wings arrive?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? I can't get that at a concert. I can't get chicken wings that arrive
to my door.
I can't
stop Cher from singing halfway through a concert to eat my chicken wings.
Yeah. I've tried. She doesn't
do
it.
She just doesn't do it.
She won't respond.
She barely looks at me.
Yeah. And I even like tweeted at her about it and she didn't respond at all.
So clearly I'm in the right.
Yeah. So
anyway, I have to go.
Shut up, Max. I've got to go feed Sparkles.
I've got to go feed Sparkles.
Sparkles
is
having an asthma attack. I got to go keep resuscitate Sparkles.
I accidentally put Ninja Turtles 2.
Which is an overload for him.
It's an overload for
anyone.
He's
having a seizure right now.
Anything by Michael Bay is not a good idea.
Do not show Sparkles a Michael Bay movie. He will explode.
And look, if we're honest, I think that advice extends to humans.
Yeah. Anyone. Don't show anyone who hasn't gone through puberty, I think. Like, they just can't handle it.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
It's a lot. This is what I love, though. I love Cooper at JJ Coop 1978 Jax. There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot. It's really complicated.
Yeah, it's another. It's one of those things that like Cooper was taken, J Coop was taken,
JJ Coop. All right, add my year. All right, now add my middle name. Now add a name that I wish I was called.
Yeah, it's a lot. So this is all he's got left. So he's replying to Cher, and I adore this. I'm one of those people that tattered Cher on my body 20 years ago, and not one second of regret. You and the album Believe gave me courage to come out at hashtag 20.
Oh.
I love this. I love this so much because and that's sort of like part of the essence of Cher is that like she is this like beautiful beacon of hope for so many people. She's so passionate. She's been around forever. She is a gay icon and just like having someone like that in the world means that you have the ability to connect with
her. I love that someone like was so influenced by Cher that immediately is like, I got to come out and I got to get a tattoo of this woman on my arm. Now.
Well, we don't know where the tattoo is.
Oh, I don't know where the tattoo... No, it doesn't actually say.
It's just on his body.
Where is the tattoo?
That's the first thing.
I would like to know.
I want to know where the tattoo is. I assume it's on his arm.
Is it just a bust of Cher? Is it just her face? Is it her head?
Mm.
Is it all of Cher
on
over
like
his body? He's got Cher's face on his face.
Wow.
And then tattoos of her whole body.
Her whole body
on
is
his body.
Tattooed, superimposed onto hers.
I've got so many questions about this.
Yeah.
And how long did that take?
That would have taken a year.
Oh, could you imagine having Cher's face tattooed on your face?
I'm imagining it now. And it doesn't look good.
I don't feel like Cooper has done that. I feel like he's just done something responsible.
He's done something responsible, but I do love this idea of like tattooing an icon and a legend and somebody that like a tattoo that means so much to you.
Yeah.
That is important.
Yeah.
So well done, Cooper.
Yeah, well, Cooper, you get to take another animal home. Another animal from the class.
A good animal.
You and Max are at the top of the class right now.
Share, it's a new Share tweet.
This is a new tweet. This is relatively recent. This is fresh. This is a fresh tweet. This is actually from
today.
Today.
This is
the latest tweet from today at the point of this recording.
Yep.
Or at least when we looked.
So since we recorded this, there's another 100 tweets.
There's another like 10,000 tweets since this recording.
Oh my God.
But at the time of this recording, this is the latest tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I wish bots were funny.
Now, she is speaking my language.
Mm. She is...
She gets it.
She is saying what we all feel.
I wish bots were funny, too.
Bots are never funny.
What I enjoy doing... You have a boyfriend, so you are not on Grindr.
Right.
I am on Grindr, and sometimes I get bots. And one of my favorite things to do is have a little chat with them.
Yeah.
That
sounds like something you would do.
Yeah, and that's not, it's not for anyone else. I don't post about it. I don't show people like, oh,
it's just for you.
It is just
it's
for me.
It's an inside joke.
It's an inside, it's a within joke. Yeah. Yeah. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And it gives me so much joy because I want to see how long I can go with this bot until they eventually delete me.
What happens when, yeah, when does the bot end?
I always outlast the bot.
How does that happen? How do you, like, what is the actual termination of a bot?
A bot just disappears and suddenly I'm like, oh, I was halfway through this.
Does it, is it like profile gone? Does it block you? Like, what happens?
Yeah.
Really?
It just disappears. Yeah. I wear out a Grindr bot. That is where I'm at in life.
You have defeated a Grindr bot.
I talk so much, an internet bot trying to troll me gives up.
Wow.
I am so single that my need for external conversation, even with a robot.
That is so depressing. I'm so sad right now. And I was so happy just a minute ago.
I drive robots away.
Wow. Andy.
Yeah. So I will spend, I quite happily spend an hour.
No. Andy, for fuck's sake. Are you kidding me?
It's so joyous. I will just engage in conversation. Okay. And none of the conversations make sense.
Now, Andy, next time this happens, I want you to call me. Come over. I'll meet you somewhere.
We'll have cake.
We'll have an actual conversation. Because I just can't handle the thought of you destroying a bot with conversation.
I'm having a good time. It's not just one. I've done it so many times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they just give up after a while.
Oh, my God.
It's really fun.
Oh, we've all learned something horrifying about you today. So,
yeah. Suddenly, I've gained a lot more sympathy.
I used to... Okay, back when I had Grindr, and the only messages I would get were from bots.
Oh, that's sadder.
Yeah. That's sad. Well, I just had to top you, I guess. I would get really excited because I'd be like, oh, someone's talking about Grindr, even though I hated Grindr. I hated it. I hated it so much, but I still had it. And then I'd get a message and it would be a bot because it would always start with like, hey there.
Hey, I've been at the gym.
Yeah. Hey, I've been at the gym and I'm like really horny. I'm like, fuck you. That's the next word I'm out. I'm like, it's either that, it depends on the mood, or I'm usually like, oh yeah, oh yeah, tell me about that. And they're like, oh, why don't you choke me?
And it's
I'm
the
like,
same response,
that doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense. And I start actually getting really angry with the bot.
I love it.
Because I'm just like, you're not even making sense.
So my year 7 teacher gave me some really, really good advice. He said, never argue with an idiot because they'll drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience.
Yeah.
Bots, this is just a heads up. Don't try to come on to me on Grindr because I have been an idiot for longer than you have been a robot and I will win this absurd conversation.
Yeah, I can verify this. I can attest to this.
So Cher wishes the bots were funny.
Yeah, she does. Which is, where is this coming from? Is she being harassed by Grindr bots? What bots is she talking to? Is she talking about Siri and like Alexa and Google? Who she's talking
about? She's pissed off that her Siri and her Alexa don't have a sense of humor.
She's trying to tell jokes.
She's cracking them.
No one's laughing.
Loose and fast.
And no one's coming back with any laughs.
They just want to turn the lights off and go to sleep.
Yeah. Would you like me to order you an ambulance? What would you like?
I wish bots were funny. They're helpful, but they're not funny.
Right. So maybe that's what it is.
So this is my favorite response from all of it. The King of America, is their name, at New Thor, responded, science doesn't need humor, which is why laughter is proof of God.
An interesting argument.
I'm not sure that is an argument.
No. I would say it's just nonsense.
This is just fucking nonsense.
This is insanity.
Laughter is proof of God. That is not a thing.
Laughter is not proof of anything. Science doesn't need humor. I would say Bill Nye disagrees.
Yeah, hilarious.
Bill Nye brings humor to science. Of course science needs humor. That's how most people would connect with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Otherwise, it's just a bunch of numbers.
The worst kind of shape. Yeah, I know where you were going. Yeah. The Kimmy Schmidt reference. I know where you're at. That's one of my favorite things of all time when he said that.
Numbers, the worst kind of shapes.
The least What did he say? The least favorite of all the shapes?
We'll Google it later.
Whatever. Yeah, we'll find out. If you don't watch Kimmy Schmidt,
Watch it now.
So
FM Warrior at Embers Joan has responded, and there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not a bot. Just a human being loves kush. Bots don't know how to kush. Justin.
What?
What is kush?
That's marijuana.
Ah, okay. Is it? Or is this, you're looking around.
I don't know.
We don't want another SMH debacle. Because you
kush is marijuana.
You were so fucking fast with that. This is another case of me just being...
It is. Okay. It is. Our producer, Dan, has just nodded in agreement to me. Because now I'm not sure of anything that I say. You know what? Okay. I thought
it was a dance.
You thought kush was a dance.
Yes.
What dance?
The kush.
What? The kush?
You just do the kush.
No one does the kush. Well, what? I can see how you would infer that from the language here. Bots don't know how to kush.
Yeah. What bot knows how to kush? That's what separates us from robots.
Bots can't do the kush.
But a human can.
Yeah, they know how to jive.
I've been cushioned since the 90s.
No, it's definitely not a dance. It's marijuana.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
I had
Old Lady Liberty.
Okay, do you know that Outburst game? You know Outburst?
No.
You play it like with a group and you're with a team and you're like, okay,
I have no idea.
10 types of capitals that are in Africa or something like that. And your team just has to list off as many as they can, but they have to be on the card that the person's reading.
Okay.
Anyway, I was playing with my family one time and I don't really smoke. I hate smoke in general. Yep. You know this.
Yep.
I don't smoke. I don't really like pot. It's just not my thing. It tastes terrible. Anyway, we're playing Outburst with my family and the card comes up of like name different types of marijuana, like nicknames for marijuana.
Right.
And I just immediately was like, Mary Jane, hash, blah, blah, blah. And just like went off and named all this stuff. And they were like,
oh no.
Justin, what?
Is there something you want to tell us?
And then I was like, I'm gay. That'll distract them. I'm gay. Ah!
Dick, 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 dick,
and that's how I...
And that's how I accidentally came out to my family.
And then we have Michelangelo chiming in on this tweet. Andy already hates it. Andy's already fed up. So Michelangelo, I just got it.
I should point out, not the real one.
The dead from the grave.
Yeah, not the Renaissance painter.
Yeah, has chimed in. I am not a bot, darn it. I love you, Cher.
No one was accusing
you. I don't think anyone thought you were a bot, Michael.
This tweet was not for you, Michael.
Yeah, you're fucking hilarious, Michael. No one thought you were a bot.
Can you see why I groaned at the start?
Yeah. I really want dead people to have Twitter. I said it. Like, how great would it be if dead people could tweet from the beyond? If there was
more than anything else, if I could get one thing done today, it would be have a series of dead people tweet.
I want a system that allows the...
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dead to commune via Twitter.
Oh, via Twitter. That's it?
Yeah, just via Twitter. Just that's the Twitter. Only way dead people can communicate.
Oh my God.
So you've got, but only like respectable dead. Like, I'm not like Joe from down the street who murdered a few people.
You want a level of fame.
Right. There's got to be some kind of criteria to get in. So like Michelangelo would have a Twitter.
Yeah.
Einstein would have a Twitter. It's here. I'm looking at it. It's verified. I am Michelangelo. I've painted. Look at this picture.
Why is he from the 1920s?
I painted. See? Can't you see what I painted? I'm in the afterlife.
Alcohol's the devil.
There's a bunch of chapels I'm painting in the afterlife.
Watch me do the kush.
Doing the kush. Flap, 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 flap.
Dick, 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 dick.
Great. Yeah, like Da Vinci.
All the turtles.
What?
All the turtles. Donatella, Michelangelo.
All the turtles. Okay, yeah, now I get what you're saying. I was like,
Leonardo.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Raphael.
Yes, Splinter. Homer. I'd like him to have a Twitter account.
Did you know, here's a fun fact, Flo.
Yeah, tell me about.
When they used to bury people, they used to bury people with like a string that came up and there was
a bell.
It was attached to a bell in case they buried them alive.
Yes.
Whoops.
It happened all the time. Happened all the time.
Well, it happened so much that they had to install a bell system.
A system. Yeah. Well, when something happens enough, install a system. Install a bell system.
Yeah, let's not fix the problem. Let's just install a system.
Give them a way to communicate in the grave.
In the grave.
You know, Andy, it's easy to forget how much you save by buying things in bulk.
I have already forgotten what you just said, and so whatever it was great.
Yeah, and unless you're a giant family of seven shopping at Costco every week.
I'm not that.
Sometimes the idea of buying in bulk doesn't seem super necessary.
You're buying some items in bulk, like, makes sense. Like, I wouldn't dream of, like, running to the supermarket every time I needed a single roll of toilet paper. That is dumb.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
I buy 50 at a go, and then I build a fort out of them.
Right, or tea bags. You know, every time you want a cup of tea and had to go to the place that sells an individual drink.
Yeah, that is called a cafe.
I don't like that. I don't like cafes or what they do.
Staunchly against them. Do you know what? Look, here's the thing that makes sense to me, Justin. The one thing in the entire world.
Tell me.
And that is buying in bulk at supersimplecards.com.
Oh my God. Yes. You can save your time and your money by ordering a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with the free shipping and 10% off your entire order when you use the code share and retweet at the checkout.
Spell it for me.
C-H-E-R.
Correct.
A-N-D. R-E-T-W-E-E-T.
Yeah. My motto is, because why would you buy a single roll of toilet paper? That is not going to be able to make a toilet fort.
GOPs, Trumps, and thieves.
All right, so this is our political tweet for this week. It's actually two tweets, and it encords. Encords? It includes.
Encords.
It encords.
Yeah, I like encords. Use that. With that.
Go with
William
encords.
Shakespeare. Make your own words. I like it.
All right.
It encords two tweets.
Two tweets. The first is just, and then the picture.
First is just, That is the tweet. Just to be super clear, the tweet is,
But then there's a picture attached to it.
Yes.
And the picture is a link to a story in the New York Times.
And some text as
well. And some text. And the text says, the one potential Supreme Court nominee you need to watch is Amy Coney Barrett. Belongs to a cultish Catholic group where they are actually roles for women they call handmaids. Dun, dun, dun. Like, what it looks like is she's gotten this as a text.
Yeah, it looks like a message to share.
Yeah. Not
like from
not
the picture that she posted,
message.
It looks like
Share's phone.
To share, like on her phone from a person.
She screen capped it.
Screen capped it and posted it. Yes.
I should point out here, she has screen capped this. She has cropped irrelevant stuff out.
Right.
And
especially like the name.
That.
I don't think she wants anyone to know who gave it to her.
Cher is 72.
Yeah.
What 72-year-old do you know knows how to crop a picture on a phone?
It could be an accident. Because if you look at it, it's not quite aligned.
Look.
It's not quite, which makes me think she has taken a picture of something.
Well, that's possible as well.
Because it's a little off kilter.
It's a little strange. I'm pretty sure that this was an actual message that she was sent. Also, this is not in the same like Twitter feed, in the same thing. She's not commented underneath her. This is a new tweet. So I had to like figure out how
It's a reply. It's a reply to...
Is it?
Yeah. It's in the same thing, you idiot.
All right.
It's the same. It's in the same thing.
It's been a long day.
She directly replied, like, if you go to show this thread, God, I'm having to teach you how to use Twitter. We have a Twitter show. Learn how to use Twitter. Look.
You don't need to show it to me.
It's there.
All right.
And then the response is underneath. Jesus Christ. Fucking reply to her own tweet. Get it together, Andy.
Yep, good.
So she says,
and this is all in caps, got this from crazy ass smart journalist for huge paper.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, it's a link to a story in the New York Times.
Yes, a huge paper in the New York Times.
But what I like is that this tweet suggests that this is an exclusive.
An insider message.
This is literally just a link to a story.
That's on the website.
It's on New York Times.
For everyone to see. You can actually Google this.
From a crazy ass smart journalist.
Right, which is probably the person who wrote the article.
I would say so, yes.
Which if we went to the article, we could probably figure out who that was. So it's not... Share if you were trying to keep it a secret.
You've done a poor job.
You did not do well.
You've tweeted it.
You screen capped it all.
You have 3.6 million followers.
I know exactly who this is. In fact, I'm going to reveal it.
Please do.
The article is by Lori Goodstein. Or Goodstein. Goodstein. It's Goodstein.
Are you sure?
Final answer.
Lock it in?
Lock it in.
Fine.
I'd like to phone home. I'd like to phone home. I need to phone a friend.
I'm right here.
It's Goodstein. Is it Goodstein?
Yes.
Okay, it's Goodstein. Final answer.
I have no idea.
What do I win?
You win.
I win a rat.
You win a rat with a fucking ear on its back. Enjoy. Enjoy sparkles.
This is obviously, as we all know, as you probably know, there's a Supreme Court justice that is stepping down.
Yeah.
And it is making a people crazy.
What was that?
That was...
Accent?
My...
Really
own
culturally insensitive.
No, it wasn't. It's just adding A in front of words. Making a people a crazy.
I am not doing an accent. I do my own voice. I've just added a vowel. How dare you?
Yeah, so everyone's going batshit about this whole thing. And
if you would like to learn more about this, please do what we do, which is go to Cher's Twitter feed. And then follow the links.
Yeah, if you want to know any more information about this
or anything.
Huge event, just go to Twitter at Cher.
Because that is literally how I get all of my news and information now.
Both of us. And I love, there is a response. So one of the things is, it's this thing about there's roles for women they call handmaids, right?
Mm.
Then there is a response that I found that I just want to touch on this one response. And I love it in its simplicity.
So, great.
Lori, BBBBBBB.
Calm down.
That's what
bloody calm down.
Yeah,
Lori.
You just type one letter for your last name.
Although, can I say,
yeah.
I love her handle because it's at one Galori.
Do you think she meant it to sound like Glory?
No, galore, as in like...
Galori.
Galori.
Do you think... That's what she intended?
I reckon that's absolutely what she was going
Glory.
For.
One Glory.
But I think Glory was already taken, so she had to chuckle one in the front.
Just add an E to the end.
Just
Lori.
Add your middle name and then the year that you were born. And then
a wishful name at the end.
Yep.
And she replies, from what I read, the term isn't used anymore.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for dampening the point. Lori.
Yeah, that's not what this is about. Be more like Max.
Yeah, just go with it, Lori.
Jesus.
Fucking go with it.
Cher is trying to deliver the news.
She's trying to deliver the evening news. Reliably and efficiently.
And you're sitting here poo-pooing it. No one watches the weather and goes, nope, that's not what it's going to be tomorrow. I don't think we use that.
From what I read, not anymore. No, shut up, Lori. Shut your mouth.
Bloody shut up.
Just let me watch the news.
Follow the follower!
I've been so excited for this for so long.
I've been excited for this for a while, and I've actually been suggesting this person, and we've been doing other people. I've been like, Andy.
Yeah.
It's time for share. You've been relentless. I've been really pushing this.
Justin
this
texts
follower.
Me at 4 a.m. and he's like, when are we doing this? When are we going to do this?
When are we doing this person?
Today,
when are we doing this person?
Today is the day.
Today's the day. We're finally doing Share a Corn Anwen.
Yep. Share a Corn Love Heart Anwen. So this is the follower for the week. Her name is, I assume, first name Sherikorn, last name Anwen.
Somehow I don't think her actual name is Sherikorn, but I'm willing to believe that it is.
What I love about this is that she knows what she likes. She's straight out of the gate.
Oh, Sherikorn knows exactly what she likes.
She loves Cher and she loves unicorns. And she was not hesitant to try and fucking shoehorn those two things
together. Shove them together.
They don't work together.
And where does Anwen come from? Is that her actual name? Is that her last name? Is that a name she wishes she had?
But, like, pick another animal that, like, sounds like Cher. Like, bad Cher. Like, badger? Bad Cher?
But then it's bad Cher.
Yeah, I know. That's not good.
That's bad. That's terrible. Bad Cher. You would rather she have bad Cher.
I just don't.
Instead of Cher.
I just don't think she's thought about it.
I think Cher Corn works better than what like Cher Alligator or Alligator Cher.
You know that doesn't work.
Or humming Cher.
But what I'm saying is like I love Chris Pratt. I also love platypuses. So I would take a handle
platypus.
Of Chris Pratypus.
Yeah,
that. Works.
Well, that you're lucky that you like a person whose name sounds very familiar, or sounds very similar to an animal that you like.
I mean,
Sherikorn doesn't have that luxury, Andy. She's stuck with Cher, which has one syllable in it.
Yeah.
And then unicorn. So she's just got to mash them together. She has no options. If that's what you're going to take umbrage with here, we've got to have a problem. It's going to be a 50,000-minute episode.
I'm not taking umbrage with it. I think it's great that she has just gone, fuck it. These are the two things I like.
Well,
this is, I'm portmanteauing this shit, even if it doesn't work.
That being said, let's look at Sherikorn's profile. So in her profile, where you normally hear like what people like and stuff like that, she's got a list of things she likes.
Love a list.
Love a good list. It gives us a really clear picture of what we're dealing with.
Yeah. The bigger the list, the less dots I have to connect.
Yeah. There's less things I have to fill in.
Yep.
So Sherikorn has really boiled it down for us. I'll note here that unicorn is nowhere in the list.
Not in the list.
Not in the list.
Not in the list.
Which is where I think
Is this why I'm so upset?
This is why you are wrong here, because she doesn't even mention it.
Do you know that the unicorn is the national animal?
What are we still talking about unicorns
of
for?
Scotland?
What?
Scotland's national animal is the unicorn.
No, it is
not. You are shaking your head in disbelief. I'm absolutely serious. Look it up.
I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
Because you have been spouting lies all day long.
You are the one that told me it was smack my head.
Scotland national animal, it's a unicorn. Let's move on.
You're so angry.
Google has flown off the rails and sided with Andy Ballack.
For the first time in history.
Okay,
yeah.
So Sherikorn, she lists at the top the things that she likes. They're all separated by roses.
Yep.
Rose emojis, by the way. Cher.
Got it.
Jessica Lange.
Love it.
Drag.
Love it.
Rats.
What the fuck?
Art.
Love it.
What rats. Kind of list did I just read? If I read this list out of context, I don't know what I'd think. I don't
this
know what I would
so
actually think.
Strange.
Like, is this what people like? Is this what people have killed?
This is the... This is a hit list.
This is a list of things to wipe from the earth, what I would imagine.
What I love, though, is that Sherikorn Anwen is quite possibly the only person in the world who would really, really want us to take fucking sparkles home for the weekend. More than anything
She's the most excited.
She is picking up. She is the one picking up little bits of paper 10 minutes into recess.
Yeah.
She wants that rat.
Picking up bits of paper?
Like just
like cleaning the room?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why is there paper everywhere?
I don't know.
What monster children have just run a bunch of paper through a shredder?
No, didn't you used to do that?
Like strewn it across the room.
But like before you went to like recess, you had to pick up 10 little bits of rubbish?
No.
Oh.
I didn't go to school in a prison.
What?
We were free.
You were free, but you had a caged animal that you got to take home willy-nilly.
Yes.
That is worse. That is
the
so
animal
much...
I assume came out during recess and cleaned up. I don't know.
Some magic animal fucking cleans up for you.
You know what we did have, though? We had, at the end of, like, every semester, our teacher would come around and spray, with a can of shaving cream and put shaving cream on our desks, and then we would wipe around and play and clean the desks.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I've only recently realized that no one else did
no
this.
No one... What is that?
It's up, well, because it cleans the surface. So we'd like, and it was like playtime. So it was fun for us. So we'd like rub around all on the desk and clean it with shaving cream. And then like it would get wiped up. And that was how we cleaned our desks at the end of the semester.
Schools in America are weird.
Yeah, it's Texas. All right. So Cher Corn loves drag, rats, art. Cher, Jessica Lange.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's wow. I think he's my number one umbrage. I love that list, except for the rats, obviously. The first umbrage that I'm taking, though, is Jessica Lange. I adore Jessica Lange, but if you're going to have Jessica Lange in your list, I'm going to want to see pictures of Jessica Lange in your feed.
Yeah, and Cher Corn, there's not one.
Not one.
There is nothing.
You, this is...
About Jessica Lange.
You know what this is? This is a Honey Glow situation all over again.
All over
where
again.
Where she professes that she loves hummingbirds.
You say you love it.
Not one. Not one this bloody hummingbird.
Cher Corn's Twitter feed is a Cher shrine.
It is.
And
it
I am not
absolutely
kidding.
Absolutely is.
99.9% of the tweets, and I did the math,
yep,
are tweets about or relating to Cher in some way.
Or just retweets.
Or rats. Like the other anomalies are rats.
Rats and Cher.
Rats and Cher. That's all she tweets about. They're all retweets. Almost everything is a retweet.
Yep.
And they're all about Cher. And there's one that's like something about Ms. Cracker doing Cher. In Drag Race.
Doing Cher in Drag Race.
And that's
race.
Like the... She only likes drag when it is Cher related, I yeah. believe. I've come to understand.
Once you explore this Twitter feed. So that's just her feed, though. If you go into tweets and replies, that's where the magic is.
That's where the magic really happens.
She is real vocal.
I have not looked... And this is why I've been saying Cher Corn between us, like, every single week, because every response... Every tweet from Cher has a response
from Cher Corn. Yeah.
There's always a response.
Yeah, she is keen. And it's like
she's real keen.
She sits on her phone and she's like, I am ready for that Cher window to open.
She's gonna call.
It's gonna happen.
I can't. And she's constantly trying to go to response out of Cher. Like all her posts are always like, hey, what do you think of this Photoshop? Like I took your picture and Photoshopped you into a snow forest. What do you think, Cher?
I am terrified.
Yeah, I'm horrified. So this is a tweet from Cher Corn on June 26th, so relatively recently.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine becoming a mom at 3 years old. Cher can relate.
What?
What?
Who? What? That is not the age that an adult human is able to become a mother.
No one can become a mother unless you're talking about like...
Like an animal?
A
rat?
A rat?
A rat
she adopted a rat at 3 years? What are you talking about?
What is this in response to?
Yeah, this is the moment that I went... Because I'm scrolling through a feed, and I'm like... Obsessed.
Which is fine.
Obsessed.
We do a podcast
obsessed.
On Cher.
Yes, obsessed.
We understand obsessed.
Understand it. I'm on board.
Love it, applaud it.
Obsessed. Get to this. Insane. This is where I worry that there is something amiss.
There's something that lies beneath.
There's something that lies beneath. There is a Michelle Pfeiffer, Harrison Ford situation going on with Sharon.
Just Horn. Underneath the surface there. Everything is going fine. And then this.
And you know what? I'm sure she's lovely. She looks lovely. She's got a picture of herself. She looks lovely. I just don't know what she's talking about. And it's such a strange statement that it makes me nervous.
It's
it makes me uneasy. And that is hard to do.
I know, you're friends with me.
I am friends with you. I have seen everything.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And had to deal with a lot.
Yeah. But this just makes me worry. So the other one is a tweet that it's a reply to a tweet of Cher's.
Great. Right?
So it's a reply, but then she's...
No surprises there.
no shock to no one.
None. Yep.
She's then retweeted it on her wall.
Yep.
Very hunting glow of her.
Yep.
And it's this picture of Cher.
Oh my God.
And it says, Cher, what do you think about this drawing I made of you?
Looking at the drawing on your computer right now, Justin, I am worried for my own safety. That looks like the kind of painting that, now that I've seen it, I have 7 days. And I've broken Justin.
Oh, my God. I have 7 days. You die in 7 days.
That is it.
Sharacorn is the woman from The Ring.
Yep.
She has drawn a picture.
And she's taken to art and Twitter.
Killed you. Oh, my God. It's a picture of Cher. And look, it's a picture of Cher after she's taken some very heavy sedatives. And is about
Sharacorn or Cher?
Cher.
All right.
Cher is about
maybe both.
A picture drawn on sedatives or a very accurate picture of someone on sedatives. Cher's a little bit drowsy in the picture.
Oh, yeah.
She has a very long neck.
Yeah, that's the least of my problems with that picture. That is a picture of a trapped soul. That is what that is. That is a painting that, like, if I look away and then turn back, it's just it's the moved. Background.
Right. Yes. This is a picture you see in, like, a film like The Haunted Mansion. It's on the wall. You walk by and the eyes move.
Yeah, or the head moves and then you look back and it's fine.
Different.
Or the entire painting doesn't even show up in a mirror. That's having said that, I could not paint that picture.
Oh.
But that is because I do not have a direct line to the dark arts.
As Sharacorn does. Direct line to the dark arts. Oh my God.
I don't know how to trap a soul on canvas is what I'm saying.
Sharacorn does. I could not draw it. Saying this, mine would look even more terrifying.
Why are you still looking at it?
But I guess what I'm saying is, if I drew this, I would not post it on Cher's wall.
No.
I would not post it anywhere.
Full stop.
I would put this in a scrapbook of, like,
oh, yeah.
Things
and then I'd tie the scrapbook up.
Before
and
I
then
improved.
I'd put the scrapbook in a metal box with a lock on it. And then I'd throw that box down a well.
Yeah, like Jumanji style.
Yep. And I would hope to God no one in the next 40 years succumbs to the evil.
Yeah, it's, it's scary. I'm going to share one more thing with you.
Can you please?
Yeah. And it's not Cher related. So it was hard to find. It was hard to find on Sharacorn's feed.
Yeah.
But it is a picture of a rat.
Oh, fuck.
And the rat is sitting on what looks like a hammock or a towel.
Yep.
Its mouth agape.
Yep.
Looking at the camera, it looks like it is screeching like a banshee.
Yep.
The devil's work is coming out. And then the text says, insert treats here. With an arrow pointing to its mouth.
Oh, fuck me. That is not okay.
It is horrifying. I assume this picture was taken from a Black Plague documentary.
Yep.
And then someone has just said, put treats in here. Put treats in this like a hole of Satan. Oh. What is this? It's so scary. It's not the picture. Okay, look, I don't hate rats. I'm going to say that. I do not hate rats. I actually think they're quite cute. This picture, however, is not cute.
You think rats are cute?
Yeah, they're cute.
Oh, they this friendship faces. Is on.
They're just big mice. Legs. They're just large mice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Their tails, I find offensively gross.
I find all of them offensively...
But add some hair on the tail. Add, like, make it furry.
Make it bigger and a cat. Fine.
Make it a cat.
Make it a
just
cat.
Just make it a cat no and I'm problem. Happy. It's great. Yeah, make a lot of animals a cat and I'm happy with them.
Yeah.
But no, I think rats are cute, minus the tails. Okay.
My opinion of you has plummeted.
My point is, for someone who's trying to convince the world that rats are cute and rats should be loved, that is not the photo to use. Wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Do not use it. That is terrible.
But can I say, I thank Sherry Korn for being so vocal on Cher's Twitter feed. And just having a nice, healthy little chat.
She's just being herself.
She's from the Netherlands.
She is from the Netherlands, from Cherland, Netherlands, is the city that she's described in her profile.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Not a place. Not a real place.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. We are in full agreement.
I've been to the Netherlands.
Not a Sherricorn.
No.
In sight.
No, I was very disappointed. It was the first thing I noticed when I got there. There's no
Cherland,
centaur-like Cher creature frolicking through a meadow. That is all the time that we have. Thank you so much for taking some time to listen to us again.
Yes, we have been Justin Porter.
And I have been Andy Ballock.
And please follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Sharon Retweet.
Correct. Rate us, review us, subscribe to us on Apple iPod Music Venue.
Oh, my God.
And Spotify Place.
Yeah, music. Subscribe on Music Place.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking
wherever
about?
Wherever you listen to your podcast.
Wherever it is.
Please rate us, please review us.
Yeah, because it's the last time for the giveaway. It's the last time you can enter for the Tote and Tea giveaway.
Which is very, very exciting.
Super excited about it.
Thank you again. Have a great day.
Bye.